COE back in session.
Okay. Yeah. So we got Mr. Nine's going to come up, but I wanted to address a question I think that you'd asked earlier about the amount of the lease rate and.
Yeah, I thought you asked a great question, and I didn't know the answer, so I was making sure in the back. It's, you asked, and I think it's important. You asked, hey, you're only charging a dollar. Are you missing an opportunity? What, you know, why don't you charge them $100,000, right, to the city or whoever, and make money on it? And you know, I think the answer is me.
we're allowed to basically, you know, as for administration of the project, just to do the basic, making sure regs are followed and things like that, a reasonable return, which would normally be like on dock fees or something along those lines. But we're not making profit on anything, because that would come under scrutiny of FERC, and they'd want to know, why are you trying to make, we're making an excessive amount. Now that we don't have a dollar amount in there, it's just what's reasonable for basically covering some basic expenses. That would be like, we do a shoreline inspection once a year. So covering costs of that, the boat, the gas, and those things, very minimal things. We don't actually get into what can we do to maximize the profit on this project. That's not what they're for. It's for generating electricity and the environmental enjoyment and scenic enjoyment and recreational opportunity on the lake.
So I think the point is
you're talking about the Corps.
The what?
You're talking about the Corps of Engineers, or are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about FERC.
FERC just.
No. Yeah, that's pretty much all. It's like you don't see Ameren. All the utility lakes around Ameren, GRDA, and those things. We're not. FERC won't allow you to actually start making a huge amount of profit off the land and the project. And we're in a unique situation. We just had the development and that stuff here for years. There was nothing there, and it was kept that way. Now that opportunity came over there to do Branson Landing and the campground and those things. And it was decided at that point. Why they did it, I don't know, but FERC was approving of that. That it was minimal, and it was providing public recreation and a public use. So that was a good use of the land. It's not designed to make profit for the ratepayer. That we only do that off of generation.
And that's by the FERC regulation.
Yeah.
We're talking about the incumbents.
Yeah, that would be considered an ancillary where anything we make is going to be the generation of the dam and the generation of the power.
Does that help to answer your question, Mr. Aker?
I would rather have him come up let's get to the question
fair
and answer
enough.
Session. Whoever wants to answer it, let's answer it. We can answer it.
And as my dad said, we've been involved with this for a fairly short period of time, just a couple weeks, and it's a lot of information, a lot of properties. But we've tried to look at these as a high level just to get an understanding of the properties. And just had a couple in this handout, had a couple of examples of properties. And there's many more like these. In fact, on these maps, some of the surrounding properties are also properties. But they are all in this project lands. And, you know, we tried to touch on FERC, and we, you know, may need to talk about that a little more. But our initial analysis, we weren't even looking at FERC. We were just looking at these properties as they are, if they were free and marketable, and we're just trying to get a grasp on what they look like. And this first parcel, 08-1.0110000006000, this is one of these pieces. This is in the backwater of Bull Creek, just off the main lake. And the boundaries of this are completely in the water. You'll see towards the middle southern part, there's a little bit where it's shade, you know, kind of shaded, and that's an area that occasionally comes out of the water when the water drops real low. But really, this is water. And so, on the next page, we're looking at the floodplain map, and you can kind of see the whole thing is in the floodplain and in the water, like we mentioned. There's a FEMA map and the county flood map. And on the third page there, it's kind of, here's the assessment information on it. So the reassessment on this piece was at $1,035,120, which equates to $46,627 an acre. We have, you know, just begun our research, and we've done a lot of other projects in the area and have a pretty good grasp on raw land values. My dad can, you know, talk to that, but, you know, just scratching the surface. What we don't have a lot of, and we've been researching, and is underwater sales. We've talked to a lot of people, and they're just, we haven't come across any yet. Maybe we will, but we've, you know, we've talked to a lot of professionals, a lot of our contacts, and we haven't, and they're just, what's the market for a property that's is just, you know, water? That's, it's, you know, for a property to be marketable, it's got to have some kind of usability or use.